Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. And we got a good one today. It's just me, though, right here. But fret you not. Mr. Scott Bogman will be joining us here in just a bit. I'm just doing the open myself because today on the episode, we have got the great and powerful Justin Mason from Sleeper on the Bust and Friends with Fantasy Benefits. He's going to be joining us with Bogman, where we're going to do roughly an hour and a half or so redrafting the first round, the second round, the third, and the fourth. So essentially, if we were starting up a draft right now, and there are some out there, Bogman and I, but I know some other people that do those kind of redraft, you know, mid-year leagues, that's what this would account to. But also, this kind of accounts to, but this also speaks to player valuations. So we're going to be going through what is just about the top 50 players in baseball for the rest of the season. So this is going to tell you like who we're buying into, where there's going to be some surprises. I think there are some surprises in here, and there are some big questions. You know, can the Skeens and the Crochets, you know, with their potential, Luis Gil, another one, with their potential innings cap, or, you know, quote unquote innings cap that could be there, is that going to affect them? Guys like Gerrit Cole, who's just got back, Corbin Carroll, Julio Rodriguez, like, where are they going to go? We're going to cover all that with player breakdowns. It's a great time. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. A little perspective for you for that top 50 valuation and a little discussion on the players that maybe, you know, just missed out and guys maybe we regretted. So that's happening here in just a tiny bit. I am presenting the show to you, but do want to remind you guys, inthisleague.com on the Patreon, go and sign up today. Support your boys. July is almost here. I know that's kind of a finicky, weird time, but it's a great time here because you got the MLB draft that's coming up. I'm going to be adding all of those guys to my prospect list and the dynasty list that are applicable once we get into July. We also do extra content, like I'm going to probably be doing something with the MLB draft. That's also where you can get access to the early stuff. But you want the dynasty, the prospect list, you want to get access to us, our community, and more. And say it a million times, you're just supporting us, and we appreciate it. July and August, especially you baseball people, it's actually one of the most important times. Pretty easy to get you guys to support us, you know, in January, February, March, when things are kicking up. But consider coming checking us out as the season kind of winds down. But we don't. In This League does not. So that is what we've got in store for us today. Heavy, heavy into this draft. I think you guys are very much going to enjoy it. No other real preamble, especially because it's just me. No Bogman there. Would remind you guys, we are still live over on Fantasy Pros Monday through Friday for leading off 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Mr. Joe Pizzapia and myself, plus other cool segments. We do trade talk. We do waiver talk. I've got a separate video for prospects and more. And we just did the prospect video. So go over to youtube.com/fantasypros MLB. You can check out that stuff. There you go. Look at that. Easiest open we've ever done ever because it's just me. Let's get to it. Justin Mason, Scott Bogman, both on the hot seat. We're going to be doing this draft. Should be a lot of fun. And we will post the draft results on the Patreon as well. So if you're looking for that, scoot on over. But here we go, right after this, a 2024 redraft of the first four rounds with Welsh, Bogman, and Justin Mason. Here we go.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
It's Justin Mason back on the podcast. Justin Mason, FWFB, Friends with Fantasy Benefits, and of course, the sleeper and the bust and our OG. I mean, we talked about this a lot. You know, we don't get to chat all the time, but we all came up together. We're the class of 2014, I think you would have it, in the fantasy world of when we came up. And it's weird. Just isn't it weird, those cycles where we see that in the industry, us kind of being involved in it and also having the independent side of it. But like, you see the guys that come up kind of in the same years, and there's like collections and stuff like that. And it was I don't really remember if anybody else was, but it was Friends of Fantasy Benefits and In This League at that time, my friend.
Yeah, I think of the people that remain, I think we're the only ones left. I'm sure there are other ones. I could probably go back to like my old podcasts and find like Dennis Farrell is one. Like, he was around for a little bit and then he went off to do wrestling stuff. And
yeah, I don't think he's really around in this, but see, like, yeah. If he dove off into something else that's not really in that space. It's kind of us. And then it's hard to identify the next, you know. It'd be like 2 years later, there was like,
it'd be like Bubby or Bubba and Toby, and was like, I think the 2017, 2018 wave. And then there was a huge wave in 2020. Like, everybody's like, oh, look, I'm stuck at home, I'm gonna start a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, we've been friends since the beginning, and I love you guys. I always love talking to you guys. I'm gonna have to have you both on the pod with me and Paul at some point this year and kind of just have a yelling match about something.
We were talking to Paulie a couple weeks ago, and we're like, we got to get on and do just one of those 3-hour nonsensical podcasts that by hour three, it's just delved into just roasting somebody.
Our instructions were to talk to you about it. So
that's right.
Yeah. So
I do all the scheduling. Yeah.
I text Paul 2 weeks ago. I still haven't heard back, but I know he'll get back to me. So
yeah,
that's a joke. He will get back to you, but it won't be for 2 weeks at least. So today on the episode, we are going to do a fun little thing here. We're leading into the All-Star game. I think there's some application to second half, whether you play in a second half league like Bogman and I do in our new home league, or it's kind of maybe an evaluation type of thing, is we are going to redraft the first four rounds. And we are going to, you know, there'll be four versions of Justin, four of me. We're going to go through 12. We'll go through. So 48 players, what the top 48 looks like. And, you know, some of it people aren't going to like find super helpful, but I think there's a lot of elements of it, like where the starting pitchers end up going, to what their values and ranks are. Does this person make it in? And obviously, you know, I think the Julios, the Carroll, like those type of guys, like where they end up landing in this is going to ultimately be the tricky thing. Well, what do you think about that, Justin, in the redrafting? It's a fun thing for a podcast to do. It's probably a fun article as well to put together, but what do you think the most, this is the pregame, the pregame side of this, is what do you think, or what do you anticipate will be the things we pull out of, you know, a four round redraft mock?
I think the big thing is name value, because I do think this has applications, even if you're not going to do a second half league. I love the fact you guys do a second half league. That sounds fantastic. I wish I had enough friends in my area to kind of pull something like that.
Oh, you have us.
I could probably pull together some listeners or something like that, or some Twitter friends or industry friends. Maybe I would.
You could do a
that.
Shirt one. I think what you should do is, like, if somebody owns one of the 50 variations of Justin Mason shirts out there, like, you are eligible to join one of your leagues.
Ooh, that's like just that. Me, my wife, and like three other people. So I don't know.
every first pitch I go to, there's always a couple people wearing Justin Mason.
There's at least shirts. There's at least 11 other people that have got your shirts, Justin.
Yeah.
Seen one in the wild?
Outside of like First Pitch Arizona, no. I get like random tweets where someone will just like tweet a picture of them wearing one of my shirts. And a buddy of mine who I have not seen in, God, almost 20 years. We served in the Army together. He's got a few. He thinks it's hilarious. And so he'll go out and buy. And he's going to come down this summer and we're going to reconnect. So that's going to be really fun.
Awesome.
But yeah, for the most part, no, I haven't. Most times people like see me in public and they're just like, ooh, where can I get one of those? Because they think they can make it for themselves. I'm like, no, this is not like a.
What kind of glitter did you use for this?
Yeah, this isn't like one of those like make your own face on a t-shirt type of thing. This is just
what
my
website did you use to do that? You're like, no, no one actually did it. Yeah. So, well, I mean, that's good that you get tagged in that. I only get tagged that people find ugly baseball players and they're like, oh, look, it's the Welsh. And I'm just like, oh, that game is fun. It happened again yesterday. And it's like, it is nonstop.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Hockey doesn't happen. Oh. I have the variation.
Are you too old to be John Lackey now? Is that the problem?
No, we were getting creative. There is a Marvel variant universe of Welshes, according to people, because Lackey doesn't exist anymore. Here was the one that was yesterday. I don't even know who this was. This guy doesn't even follow me, by the way. That's the weirdest thing. You get someone do something like that and they don't even follow you, and you're like, what the hell is going on?
They just see your face every day.
It's just some guy. Yeah. And they tweeted it was some picture of some. Now I'm trying to go down my. There's just so many ats here, Bogman, on my notifications. Yeah. I can't seem to find it, but it was some 80s baseball player. And they're like, oh, look, this is like Welsh propaganda on this site. And I was like, who is this guy? I never heard of the player. The person doesn't follow me who's on there. I had one earlier in the year. Sometimes they're like not offensive. Like when I did the mustache, Paul Skeens, there was a Paul Skeens one in there. There was it's always a pitcher, by the way. There's no position players, but there are like 5 or 6 variants of me that exist out there. So there's my own little Marvel universe of that. I don't have any t-shirts in it, though. So
I like how you're like, it's always pitchers. And, it just Bartolo was a pitcher. If someone said I look like a pitcher, that's the one they definitely would say.
Yeah.
So
this guy must have deleted it too, by the way. I don't see it anymore.
I probably felt bad.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the guy didn't actually look like awful, but I'm like, I don't even know how this is. Like, and Joe's obsession with me looking like that one coach, that old Diamondback coach. You know what I'm talking about, Boggs? Yeah, we shares that picture.
Al Pedrique.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any of these people. So I those are my variants that exist out there. Before we start this up, Mason, how are you feeling about that bold prediction when you were on Fantasy Pros with me? We did that video and looking pretty damn good. No, this is a bad one. No, this was your Royals prediction where you predicted that you had the Royals making the playoffs and looking pretty good, my friend.
I kind of wish I had bet that one. We were talking about before we came on air, like in California, I can't bet on anything. So like, I kind of wish I'd been able to go to Vegas this year and put money down because I did it last year on the Diamondbacks and it worked out well. On this year, yeah, the Royals were my team as like a dark horse to make the playoffs. If the Guardians weren't so damn good for no apparent reason, like they'd have a shot at winning that division. But yeah, I mean, they're a really good, interesting up and coming team. I'm interested to see if they're going to be aggressive at the trade deadline because it's not like they've got a lot of money on the book, so they could go out and get a big contract at the deadline. So yeah, I'm hoping. I love it when bold predictions make me look smart because way too often they make me look stupid.
Who's the big name pitcher that gets moved, Mason? Now that because everyone was saying Lizardo. Lizardo is hurt now. Yeah. So who is now the big pitcher that you think gets moved?
I mean, I think you could see the White Sox like just completely tear down and trade Garrett Crochet. They should trade Fetty. Eric Fetty. Yeah. But for some reason, Crochet has been the one that everybody has been talking about. I'd be interested to see like maybe the Nationals try and like capitalize on like a Jake Irvin. You know, he's 27. It's not like he's going to be a part of the next really good Nationals team. But
they're in the mix, surprisingly, the Nationals.
I mean, they are, but they're still 14 games back of the division. And I don't think the organization themselves thinks of themselves.
They shouldn't. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I'm trying to think of like who the other one.
Tough to know. I think that was my point in asking.
And it's all about the teams that are in it. That's what makes this so difficult. Like we could sit here and I remember Piece of Pia brought up like Sonny Gray and I was like, nah, the Cardinals are just, they're not going to, but if the Cardinals were way out of it.
I brought up something, but I didn't realize cause I have all the bad Cardinals. I didn't realize that they're like 8-2 in their last 10 or something ridiculous. So
you can see the Rays, like maybe they could move like a Zach Eflin or an Aaron Civale. I don't think there's going to be like a superstar moved. I just think there are too many teams that are bunched together. Like Kikuchi, maybe the Blue Jays decide they're sellers. Like they could move a Kikuchi or a Bassett.
Did you see Lisa on Twitter the other day? Lisa Loeb, because they play you say every time he goes out to pitch. And she was like, I didn't realize someone told me they play my song every time this guy is pitching. And then she's like, oh, I had no idea you say his name just like you say. Now I do. So I don't know why.
That was a good one. By the way, I found the tweet. You tell me, are we really doing that right there?
I mean,
it's Tom Brunansky, outfielder in the 1980s for the El Paso Diablos. I guess he played with the Angels and Twins. And it was this guy right here. Rand goes, this is blatant. Is it the Welsh click farming? The guy doesn't even follow me. Look, this guy doesn't even follow. I don't even know I'm like, oh, a guy follows me. He knows me. I don't know at all. But this guy, Tom Brunansky, is my latest variant.
Hey, I mean, he had a career 106 WRC plus, 271 career home runs. Hey, 69 stolen bases in the career, which is a nice amount. Yeah. So
Tom Brunansky, who here is pictured playing for the El Paso Devils. What are they? I don't know what they are.
The El Paso Diablos.
Diablos. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see. The
you should get that jersey and just wear
one. 100%.
I'm sure people would really get the joke too. They'd be like, "Oh, Tom Brunansky."
Oh my God, is that Tom Brunansky? Didn't you have over 200 career homers? Yeah. I think they'll ask you that though.
I think I got a earlier this year. I think it was Aaron Nola. We got
There's only one way to tell here, and you have to grow the mustache out again, like full mustache. Get rid of everything else.
Agreed.
Then we got to find. Just put on an ASU hat. I think Sun Devils, Diablos. I think that's just close enough.
Live in Technicolor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah, yeah. Live in Technicolor a little bit, and then and then we'll know.
It's a fun game. It's a really fun game, but it's Lackey. So it's Lackey, Nola, Skeens, Brunansky,
Tom Brunansky,
and then I'm forgetting, you know, who else is in there. There's so many. So that's part of my universe. So there you go. I found it. Welsh clickbait farming. Never thought I'd hear that.
I'm going to buy a Tom Brunansky trading card, and then I'm going to have you sign it when we can.
Yeah. Wait, that's actually a bit that Boggs and I have done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it and down. Sign it and send out. And I also did one with Chris Welsh, the, you know, the Reds announcer, former pitcher. And then Bogman has signed Alejandro Kirk cards.
That's right. That's my son. Alejandro Kirk and I have the exact same measurements. So that's what I like about
it. In the collecting world, they have this thing called like a rainbow. Like when you collect like the red, the blue, the blah, blah, blah. Mine would just, it'll be like the variant. So you got to, I have to sign a Lackey card, a Brunansky card, and I'll do all of those.
Tom Brunansky definitely led the league in smallness of mouth. Good Lord.
Yeah, I kind of have little, little baby lips too. I got little like baby mouth. Like my mouth does not like move way across my face. I've always, that's one thing I've known about myself. I've got like tiny lips.
I got a little baby mouth. Just for you guys, I threw in a couple more pictures into our private chat.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at now. Ah, you bitch. Damn it. He got me.
He got us with Skeeter. He got us.
Oh, man.
Matt Duffy's cat strikes again.
Damn it, Mason. Great work.
The first picture, here is a Brunansky card, which now I need to get. By the way, fun fact, I actually have a better autograph than Brunansky, and his is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And then the second picture was big, fat, orange Skeeter cat from Matt Duffy, which is a 10-year bit. So
Yeah.
I was all like, ooh, another picture? And I was so excited, and boom! My own joke.
Oh, in your face.
All right. We've been having fun, so let's have some more fun. Let's redraft the first four rounds in fantasy. So 48 players are going to go. The concept of this is, yes, we could do one for next season. This is going to be if we were drafting right now, like if we were doing a second half league. So you're going to have some effects to I'm trying to think of like Trout, you know, like Trout's not going to make this because of, you know, God knows when the hell he's going to come back. And
would Fernando Tatis, would you draft him considering he's going to miss probably the next 6 weeks?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's going to be 6 weeks. I mean, I do think that's an interesting thing, Mason, because, you know, he might be back post All-Star game. I didn't hear it was a confirmed 6 weeks. Maybe I'm wrong about this. I thought it was going to be through the All-Star break and then back.
At least until after the All-Star break.
Yeah, so it's open for interpretation, but there'll be no Acuna here. So this is different than the like us redrafting for next season, but that's too early. We're not going to do that in June. Right. We'll do that at the end of the year where we are redrafting next season. So it looks like Bogman's set up. Justin has the first pick. I have the second. Bogman has the third. And then it just goes. So then, you know, my second variant, number two of Welsh, so that's Tom Bernanski, will be drafting.
And then John Lackey. Right.
John Lackey will be drafting with the eighth pick. And then I guess my Aaron Nola variant will be 11. So those will be my picks. And then blah, blah, blah. So we'll do all 12. So Justin, you have the first overall pick as we are going to redraft these first four rounds. So you're up.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have to take Shohei Ohtani here. I mean, you got the best player in the world on the best team in baseball. And I think there is an outside chance at some point he pitches. So in leagues where he's both a hitter and a pitcher, you might even pick up some innings down the stretch. That could be pretty useful. He's just so good. He gives you everything you need from a categorical standpoint. There's no holes in his game. He's healthy. So Shohei Ohtani is easily the number one pick for me.
Well, remember in the preseason, Boggs, I got on this kick for that like last month or so where I just got it in my craw where I was like, you know, I'm moving Ohtani up, and had he had a position, I'd make him number one overall. I wouldn't even make it a question. But I finally just was like, I'm sick of it. I'm just going to put him super, super high. That's how we're going to go with it. And, you know, if you can get over the position stuff, it makes sense. I think Ohtani is a slam dunk with the first overall pick. So I have got the second pick, and it is between two players for me. You know, I didn't. Oh, man.
Well, this I put is myself actually, a third.
Yeah, this is really tough because there's two options I'm staring at. All right. I'm going to do this, and maybe this is actually going to be telling to my next rank update. I am taking with a second overall pick Gunnar Henderson. And there's three players that I was battling between. I might be able to get one of them coming back. We'll see. I mean, I'll just say, cause he's not going to get back, but like Bobby Witt Jr. was the one I was really struggling with. Bobby sitting over 300, 20 plus stolen bases, which is a huge value, 12 homers, really low K percentage. Gunnar doesn't have the average, but Gunnar does have the runs, and Gunnar has a little bit on the RBI, but they're just inversed on power and speed. And, you know, that was my first week of the season regret of Gunnar Henderson, in that he was absolutely destroying the ball. The homers are flying. He is well pacing out to be past 40. He's pacing out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Yes, I do. There's other guys I like here still too, but I think with the power speed combo, these are the guys you have to take here. So
Justin, before you make your pick, what do you think about these three? Do you think this is the three?
I think there is a fourth you can add into the discussion, so I'm kind of glad I'm fourth, but I think those three should be in the top four.
Okay, so you're up then for that four.
Yeah, and I'll be real honest. Like, if this was a money league for me, like, if especially something like a main event league where I'm spending thousands of dollars, I don't know if I'd be able to pull a trigger on Aaron Judge this high, but you just can't deny what he's doing right now. I do worry about the injury history and him being able to stay healthy rest of the way, but, like, especially when we're moving towards a game that has less power in it, getting a guy who can hit 30 home runs the rest of the way, I want. And he has been fantastic, and the Yankees have been fantastic. So, yeah, Aaron Judge, I think, would be my next pick here.
Would that really shy you away in big, big money league? Would just be the potential home run? Yeah, I mean, all right. I mean, I kind of want to say, like, where would you go? But, I mean, you're talking about close to leader in runs. I think the leader in RBI, the leader in homers. He's hitting over 300. It's all working out, I suppose, to your point, until it's not, which is maybe the thing. But, I mean, I think he's second in war in all of baseball, next to Gunnar Henderson, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're playing, like, big money leagues, I think a lot of people tend to go, well, I want the biggest upside. It's why we saw Ellie De La Cruz go super high, you know, O'Neill Cruz jump up boards. But for me, I think the best way to win those leagues is to get volume. And you get volume by avoiding risk, right? I mean, how many people right now are regretting their Corbin Carroll shares? You know, and
thanks.
It's, yeah, I'm one of them. So I don't know. I'm right there with you. But at the end of the day, like, you want to lower your risk as much as possible in your early rounds of drafting in kind of the NFBC high stakes world. And I don't think it's talked about enough, especially because people are like, well, if I want to win an overall, I've got to shoot the moon. Overall winners are like, teams are usually really, really boring. They just outproduced at every spot.
Oh, man. This is a very difficult spot that I'm in right now because there are, I don't know. I mean, I think you can go upwards of five really great options in here. We haven't hit pitchers. The craziest thing, kind of like to what you said, is imagine had we done this 2 weeks ago or something like that. Like, yeah, Acuna would be gone, but Betts and Tatis are kind of off the table probably for this entire thing. But to your point, like maybe the fourth round, I mean, we know Betts is going to be out for, I think we're now into like the seven, it was 8 weeks. So it's like the 7 week timetable. Tatis could be another month. You know, probably at most. So it's like, we know that's off the table. That probably takes them off the top four in it. What it would have done is it just would have made it more interesting.
Stop filibustering.
I am filibustering. Well, because I'm really, really like having a battle between, I guess it is three players.
I got it as three.
God, I'm going to go with my gut here, and I'm going to go with Juan Soto. And I'm sacrificing some stolen bases here, but I considered Soto with the second overall pick. Again, you're going to be 100 plus run, 100 plus RBI. He's pacing well out over probably 35 plus to 40 homers. You're going to get a handful of stolen bases, elite batting average. He has a higher walk rate than a strikeout rate. And I know sometimes that's like an overplayed number. 16% strikeout rate and 18% walk rate. That's absurd. That is absolutely crazy in a great hitting environment. When the summer's going to start opening up even more, you got Judge and Soto. Maybe they're making more moves. Yeah, I mean, I think there's some sexy stolen bases that are out there. There's a couple pitchers that might start warranting that as well, but I got to go with Juan Soto. I couldn't pass him up.
Yeah, I think Juan Soto is definitely in the group here. I think there's three guys where you're picking at five, and I'm going to go with the one that I probably would have taken him over Soto just because of position value. Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
I mean, still the only thing he's doing worse than last year is average, and that's by 3 points, 282 last year, 279 this year, but he has 21 bombs already. He had 24 last season. He has 15 swipes. He had 28 last season. His OBP is down a little bit, and as his walk rate is and his strikeout rate is up, but he's selling out for power and it is working. Josh Naylor is crushing the ball behind him right now. I just think positional value gives Jose a little bit of the edge. So that's my guy. Let's see if Justin takes the other guy I had considered here. Who's it going to be for you, Mason?
I don't think it's going to be the other guy you had considered. I'm going to take the first pitcher off the board.
Okay.
And I'm going to take a guy who has tremendous upside, but just a really, really good track record in terms of health outcomes, because I think Tyler Glass now probably is the most talented pitcher left. But Zach Wheeler is the most reliable. And when I'm drafting this or a pitcher this early, I want a guy that I know can get 200 innings in a full season. So another 100 innings. Since we're pretty much at the halfway point. So, yeah, give me Zach Wheeler here.
Well, I mean, that did make the I still do think there are some great players that are sitting out here that are definitely justifiable at this. But so that the last pick was my who is it? Tom Bernanski. That was my Tom Bernanski pick, right? Yeah. Well, John Lackey, he ain't scared. John Lackey is going to go in hard and he's going to say F you to your face. And he's just not going to live in a fearful world. And it's easier to fear to avoid the fear of all the strikeouts and the swings when he steals all the bases and hits the homers. This is going to be Ellie. We're going to go with Ellie in the first round. I will say this. I've always kind of had a critical tongue to Ellie De La Cruz and just, you know, the violent swings of hitting 200 and the massive strikeout numbers. The strikeouts have not really gotten better. But as we are recording this, he's hitting over 250. I mean, it has gotten better, by the way. It's still over 30%. It's not 33 or 34, but it's still over 30%. He has a double-digit walk rate, but he's sitting at 250, and that says a lot for those swings. And you can kind of just, like, roll your eyes to it when you have 37 stolen bases and 14 homers. It's more homers and stolen bases than Bobby Witt. I mean, that's kind of a crazy thing to think about when you think about how elite Bobby Witt is. The average is going to be a struggle. This team probably is going to have to put some focus on batting average. But Ellie was the guy that, you know, I think he had to go in the first round in some degree. Yeah. So Ellie De La Cruz will have been pick. I guess that was
eight.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the guy I was thinking. You know, I'll hat tip to Mason for taking the first pitcher, and that's where I'm going to go now as well. But I would have just the crazy upside with Ellie, especially him hitting that bomb the other night. They got picked up by the airport. Good God. The guy is a cartoon character right now. So for me, I'll dip into the pitching market. I'll take Tyler Glass now. I think you're right, Mason. I think it is between those two. I think for me, I would also lean towards Wheeler because of, you know, his track record and Tyler Glasnow's track record of not staying healthy. He's so good. 135 strikeouts in 100 innings. The backing of the Dodgers lineup. If you're taking a pitcher, there are pitchers that are outperforming him. But in terms of consistency, I think he's going to have it all the way through the season as long as he stays healthy. So for me, is begrudgingly, I will take a Dodger. So Tyler Glasnow.
All right, so these are the last three picks in the first round now. So it's Justin, me, and Bogman.
Last How
are
we first finishing round out? Pick.
I mean, I don't know if it's possible to have like an underrated or overlooked MVP type of season, but if there is someone, Bryce Harper is certainly having it. Dude's got 20 home runs already. He's hitting over 300. He's on pretty much like the hottest team in baseball this year in the Phillies. Great
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hard to hit in. Again, health. You know, he's a guy that has struggled with health in the past, including last year. So it would not surprise me if at some point he does have a, you know, another injury. But for right now, I would bank on Bryce Harper being...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Right there in the MVP race. So getting him this late, I think, is a really good deal.
Yeah, I think I would have done the same thing. Like in the first round, this would have definitely been the guy I would have taken. I like that pick, 20 homers. It all looks great. There's great run support. Philly is going to run away with this. This is really solid. All right. I feel like this is I'm in a really weird spot right now.
I feel like this is the hardest pick so far.
Yes, right here. Like I actually think your wheel pick is going to be better because I think like one might show itself as easy and then it might be a little bit difficult, but this is really, really difficult. I am going to go,
you're either reaching for a pitcher, an underproducer, or an overproducer. I feel like right in this exact spot.
Yeah. And I'm not sure this is going to be like reaching for a pitcher. I think I'm going to take the third pitcher in here. Surprisingly, I'm going to go with Corbin Burns. I think there might be one other pitcher that really sits in this like elite range. And it's like a core four, if you guys are comfortable with that. And I think Corbin Burns is probably going to take that AL Cy Young. I think this is as chalk as it can be. We're talking about the Orioles potentially, you know, taking the division. ERA numbers still look great. Everything looks great with Corbin Burns still. Maybe it's not at that like peak tippy top like you guys with Glasnow and everything like that. But I'm kind of banking on wins here with Reagan. And you know, this was I made this, I think, on opening day. This was my bet for the season. But on the year, let's see, give you guys the numbers, 2.35. ERA so far, almost at the 100 strikeout marker through 12 quality starts as well. So, I mean, here's a decent chance to surpass 20 solidly with an 8-3 record. So, Corbin Burns, I'll finish with my final pick in the first round. So, Bogman, you got the last pick and then the first pick in the second.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'll take Freddie Freeman. I mean, I know only 12 homers so far, a little bit of an underproducer, but still hitting over 300. I still believe in Freddie. So I'm going to take Freddie with one, and I'll take Tarik Skubal with the other pick. I don't know if that's the pitcher that you were thinking of, Welsh, but the ERA is still, you know, 2.32. The Sierra is 2.91. So you're still under three. The CSW is super high, 33%. He just had another great start last night. So Skubal was my guy there. Mixed with, like I said, the hitters, it's either you're going for someone who seems to obviously be overproducing or someone that might be a little bit underproducing. So, but Freddie is still a first rounder to me. So that's
okay. So the first round again, Otani, Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt, Aaron Judge, Soto, Ramirez. That's the first half of the first round. Wheeler, Ellie, Glasnow, Harper, Burns, and Freddie Freeman. So look at that change. Three pitchers we rocked in the first round because how big is that gap? We know that gap is big from the elite pitchers down, and we are trusting. The only guy really is Glasnow with the big major injury history. And then if you look, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I'll give you five. Really, five players, six, half of the first round with Freddie Freeman were guys that went in this year's first round to start the year that are still there. So I put Freddie Freeman. Who did I put? Jose Ramirez, Soto, Judge, Bobby Witt, and I think Otani. So that's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, doesn't that sound right? That's all that was in the first round. I don't know if Burns snuck into the first round or anything like that, but it's like half of the first round is still there. Justin, does that, for the most part, does this seem correct to you? that first round?
It definitely seems correct to me. I think you can make the argument that Scooble deserves to be in there, but on the wheel right there, I think that's such a nice, like, I know that some people are going to say, like, well, Freddie Freeman only has 12 home runs, 3 stolen bases, but don't underestimate the amount of plate appearances Freddie Freeman gets, because when you're hitting 300 and you're on pace for 700 plate appearances, that is massive for your batting average.
I've got the next pick since we are wheeling it. And this is a guy I was kind of considering for a bit too. Go Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker, there was a point this season where he was leading the league in home runs. I mean, I think that's something we forget about with the injuries kind of as recent. And then the batting average tapered back down. But what do we know from Kyle Tucker? We know it's 260, 250, whatever, 270, 30-30. The stolen bases have lagged a tiny bit, but he's up to 19 homers in only 60 games so far this year. But he's got 10 stolen bases, still got a shot at a nice, you know, 100-100 type season. Power output was just so huge. And in this respect, I have like the second half of the season. So for this team, for this collection, they just paired Corbin Burnes with Kyle Tucker. And I think that's an elite pairing here. So Kyle Tucker was my pick. Justin, you are back up.
Oh, man, I got sniped pretty hard there. So I'm going to... Oh, God, I feel like that was the last guy of like,
I know,
really, really good tier. I'm debating two guys in particular. And I mean, there's a pretty good chance I can get one with my next pick. So I think I'm going to go with Francisco Lindor here.
Great pick.
Same with actually confidence.
I think he like was borderlining being one of those guys that could have been in the tier.
Yeah, and I think he's gotten unlucky so far this year. He's got a 259 BABIP. He's a career 290 BABIP guy. XBA is 277. So I feel like the batting average is going to come up. But this is one of those guys that was like a super underrated guy in draft season, considering he went 30-30 last year. He's gone 13-13 this year, which means he's going to probably go at least 25-25 this year for the full season. So getting that all-around production, the Mets are super hot right now. I don't know how much they'll be able to keep it up, but I love Francisco Lindor. I just think he's such a reliable like stud.
I like that pick. I think that was a great direction to go. That's where I probably would have gone if Tucker wasn't there. So Bogman, you're back up. This team has Tyler Glass now. So far the two pairings are Scooble and Freeman to Bogman, Burnes and Tucker on mine. That was a hitter, Harper and Lindor for the fourth variant of Justin. So Bogman, this was the Tyler Glass now team, fourth pick in the second round.
Yeah, I'm just going to reach. I'm going to take Julio here. I think the slide is expected because of the way he's performing, but he still has, I think his 16 swipes and 7 homers. He's still hitting over 250. So like it's not what we expected. This isn't a first-round player, but he...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
He's hitting real bad in particular this month. So far in June, I think it's 224.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least three times bigger than this.
Really? Most of the rest of the way through is after the All-Star break. Just get him to the break. Get him a rest. I think maybe he comes back in the second half recharged. So, like you guys said, this area is weird. I don't like it, so I'm going to reach and take an underperformer in Julio here.
I think I might have done that with my Ellie pick because this is my Ellie team that's right here. Pairing Julio with Ellie, yeah, Delacruz, I mean, actually
that's
really
a strong pairing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I was kind of hoping he was going to slide back here. So what I think I'm going to do, this is kind of tough. All right, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pair this team, and I probably should consider going hitter, but I'm going to go Cole Reagans. We talked a lot about the pitching side of what is available. Reagans is kind of one of those borderline guys, I think, that could have joined that big four core. They've got a plan for him for innings, and there's no shutdown stuff in there. And, you know, every other or once a week is probably what's going to be on the table for the most part for him. But Reagans still has performed at a high level. I mean, even looking at, just if you guys care for it, a 60-day look, according to FanTrack's score system, he is the fifth pitcher ranked overall, and one of them, LOL, no, and the other two have some serious inning cap issues out there. So Cole Reagans is going to be the pairing with Ellie De La Cruz. Do you think that was a reach, Justin?
No, I don't think so. I think there's like a pretty big blob of that next tier starting pitchers. And it really just depends on who you think is going to finish strong. And I think that Reagans is a fine bet. It's a great park to pitch in. You've got a great offense behind you. And he just has dynamic stuff. So like, I have no problem taking Reagans there.
I thought Reagans was a good pick. I thought you were going to take him. I thought that was the guy when I said Scooble, I thought that was the guy that you were thinking of as the obvious third. Because you actually did say his name when you read off Burns. So I was like, well, at least I know Welsh doesn't want my guy.
Oh, yeah. So. No. Well, fourth. It was obvious fourth. But yeah, no, he was the fifth on my list for sure. So, all right. We are now. That was the fifth pick in the second round. Justin, you're back up. This is the Zach Wheeler team.
Justin Wheeler. Oh, this is the Wheeler team. Okay. So now I feel like I have to go offense. This is a Wheeler team. Gosh, what do I even do here? I'm gonna kind of follow Bogman's lead a little here and try to hope to get a bounce back. And the question is, which bounce back guy do I want to try to get? Is this like, do I believe that Corbin Carroll can do it and be the guy that we saw last year? Or do I go for Corey Seager? I think I'm going to go Seager here. Okay. He missed some time, but, like, God, he's just an elite hitter. And shortstop isn't the position that we thought it was kind of coming into the season. You know, I think this is probably a bit of a reach, and maybe I could have gotten him a little bit later, but especially starting with a pitcher, I didn't want to go another pitcher here. So I'm gonna go Seager.
I'm not sure. I think what I will say is I think it's interesting that you put Corbin Carroll in this range, that you're starting to think about it. If I'm being blatantly honest, I'm not considering him in the second round, not to try to tip a hand for later or anything like that. I just don't know it's even justified. But I think it's interesting you said it because now we're getting in that direction. Because I will also tell you, I've had a hard time with my own personal redraft rest of season ranks getting him far outside of the 20s, like 20-30 range, like in that range. It's really difficult, even though I have sold myself that the power is not coming back this year. But then the key marker is, could he hit 290 the rest of the way, be top five in runs and top five in stolen bases? Yeah. So yeah, that could make it. So it's interesting that you brought him into like that context. But I like the Seager pick. Seager and Wheeler, there's a really great floor there. Bogman, you are back up with the, I guess this is the sixth or seventh, was it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven. It was the seventh pick in the second round. And this is the Jose Ramirez team.
Yeah, I'm going to take Pablo Lopez. And I know we talked about him a couple, I think maybe last week it was. And I talked about him with Worm on the cycle as well. Just like you want to talk about one of the most obvious bounce back candidates for the second half. This is a dude that's carrying a 5.11 ERA and he has a 3.18 xFIP or Sierra and a 3.28 xFIP. So I just think Pablo Lopez is going to have an enormous second half. He's coming off a huge start. We just struck out 14. So he's been a little shaky, but I still am a buyer on Pablo. So give me Pablo over some guys that have been performing really well. I just feel like I trust Pablo a little bit.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.